It's just a plain-looking steel structure with a concrete roof, but its address gives it away. Innovation Drive, Blacksburg, Virginia. The whole building's actually a big measuring instrument, two stories high. Its walls and floors embedded with all kinds of sophisticated motion sensors. This is where Professor Mehdi Sattara and his students developed a new way to reduce building vibration, much of which is actually caused by human beings just walking inside one.
When you walk on a floor or you are in an auditorium dancing on a balcony, then the vibration might become too much, and sometimes people get scared and leave the place.
Sattara teaches architecture and design at Virginia Tech. He says vibrations in today's buildings have not led to catastrophe, but something that happened in the 19th century did.
There were two footbridges that they collapsed when the soldiers were marching unison over them, one in England, one in France, and more than 200 people died.
Vibrations from those marching soldiers caused a positive feedback loop with the movement of the bridge itself, and the resonance increased to the point of structural failure. After that, marchers on bridges were told to make sure a few people remain out of step. But even humans meandering around malls or other structures today can set off vibration problems. The Millennium Footbridge in London, which crosses the River Thames, had to be closed for a year and a half because of it. To fix it, architectural engineers used a behemoth of a device known as a tunable mass damper.
It's like shock absorbing in a car. That is what a damper is, basically.
The typical variety, weighing several tons or more, are installed in buildings all around the world. Now Mehdi and his students have invented a much smaller, portable version that can do much the same thing in a different way.
Yeah, it's maybe worth comparing the canceling of the vibration to like sound-canceling headphones.
Brian Johnson is a graduate student in architecture.
They hear the sound coming in, like if you're on an airplane, and they generate a frequency that's the opposite wavelength of the sound you're hearing, and that kind of neutralizes the sound.
To demonstrate, Sriram Sankar Aranayanan, a grad student in civil engineering, exploits one of the coolest features of this vibration testing lab.
And then I go up on my heel and I drop down.
All Sriram had to do was stand on his toes and drop to his heels to make the whole floor vibrate. And sure enough, it's a creepy feeling. Their new invention, called a portable tuned mass damper, is sitting on the floor and shaking right along with it. It's about the size of a suitcase. So he tunes the metal plates and springs inside the box to move at the opposite frequency from the floor. And when he does that heel drop again, there's no perceptible movement.
Sriram is one of the few people that knows about tuned mass damper in his graduate engineering program.
Again, Mehdi Sattara.
They don't even teach about these devices to a structural engineering student.
But they may soon become better known because they make a huge difference, not only for comfort, but for high-tech instruments like MRIs, which have strict tolerances for accurate readings. And while the concept of damping vibration has been around since early last century, the jumbo version is anything but portable, not to mention expensive.
Our part here is just making it more accessible, make it cheaper, make it easier to put together, and make it easier to tune it.
Sattara has filed for a patent on this mini mass damper. The goal is to make the technology more accessible to architects as our buildings keep getting taller and our electronics more sensitive to even the tiniest vibrations. I'm Robbie Harris.